Public mistrust isn't just a problem for the president and his party. Exhibit A, Kentucky. As soon as Republican Senator Jim Bunning announced his retirement, the GOP establishment, led by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, rallied behind one candidate, Trey Grayson, Kentucky Secretary of State. But Grayson and McConnell have been blindsided by Rand Paul. The son of Texas Congressman Ron Paul is riding an anti-establishment wave spurred on by the Tea Party. NPR's Brian Naylor has the story.
Rand Paul sits in the waiting room of his Bowling Green medical practice. It's been a busy day, and Paul, an ophthalmologist, is still wearing his blue scrubs after performing surgery earlier.
I find that it's a day of vacation when I only have to do my real job as a physician and don't have to campaign. I'm like, oh, good, I don't have to go anywhere.
Paul has been crisscrossing Kentucky, speaking to Tea Party rallies and Lincoln Day dinners. It's the Tea Partiers, Paul says, that have given his campaign its energy.
I give a lot of credit to the Tea Party momentum, and I've been part of the tax reform movement in Kentucky for 15 years, and I always say I was part of the Tea Party before the Tea Party existed.
Paul's ideas come largely from the GOP handbook of Ronald Reagan and the contract with America. He wants to eliminate the federal departments of education, energy, and commerce. He says he'll filibuster to get a constitutional balanced budget amendment debated and wants term limits. But those proposals were never implemented even when Republicans controlled Washington. Paul's appeal seems based on something else, though not, he says, anger.
I would say it's concern. In all of my speeches, that's what I say motivates me, and it's what I see and feel palpably at these tea parties is concern and worry over the direction of our country, the loss of our constitutional freedoms, the fact that our deficit could grow so large that it could make things unstable.
Potential instability is something Paul talks about often. In one of his favorite riffs, he harkens back to pre-World War II Germany.
In 1923, Germany destroyed its currency. The pictures in our history book, most people have seen them, money in wheelbarrows, people burning their money for fuel. And out of that came chaos and came Hitler.
Quickly, Paul adds he's not comparing anyone to Hitler, nor is he predicting some sort of imminent dictatorship.
His ideas are strange. I disagree with his ideas. I think they are strange.
That's Trey Grayson. He's the tall, affable Secretary of State who in any other year would likely be sailing to his party's nomination. Along with McConnell's backing, he also has the endorsement of former Vice President Dick Cheney. Grayson has been trying to paint Paul as outside the mainstream and says he, Grayson, is best suited to bring change to Washington.
I'm confident that we're going to get convince enough voters that, if you're mad, the best way to handle this, if you're upset, if you're concerned, if you're worried, is to send somebody who can actually make Washington work a little bit better. And then I've got a track record to prove it.
Grayson supporter Jonathan Spaulding says he's worried that a victory by Paul in the GOP primary next month could mean Republicans lose the seat to a Democrat in November.
I think some of the Ron Paul and son Rand Paul ideas are just not going to happen. And when people come in and believe that we're going to abolish all these things and all those things are going to happen and vote for that, they're going to be certainly disappointed.
But right now, Rand Paul's Tea Party supporters believe they're on a roll.
Do I look like a black militant racist?
That's the Reverend Jerry Stevenson, an African-American minister who spoke at a Tea Party rally in Louisville last week.
Then let me tell you something. Then you don't look like white, amen, racist hillbillies. You look like Americans, and we're all standing for the same thing.
Rand Paul also addressed the rally, whose several hundred attendees were mostly white and middle-aged. Vicki Kessner was holding a Rand Paul yard sign. The school bus driver likes that Paul is not a career politician.
Trey Grayson is a party man, and he's hand-selected by the party, and I've had it up to here with the party problems. They're not listening to us as a people. They're not hearing what we're saying. And I like the way that Rand Paul does listen to us and does seem to respond to it.
Right now, Paul's chances of getting to the Senate look pretty good. He's been endorsed by Tea Party favorite Sarah Palin and by Bunning. And while polls show either Paul or Grayson would be favored over the two Democrats running, Paul is clearly in the driver's seat, holding a double-digit lead for the May 18th Republican primary. Brian Naylor, NPR News.